This segment of the Financial Sense News Hour is brought to you by Nationwide Financial. For more information about Nationwide's products and services, please visit nationwide.com. That's nationwide.com. Neither Nationwide nor any of its affiliates is related to or affiliated with Jim Poplava of Poplava Securities, Incorporated.
This is the Financial Sense News Hour with the president of PFS Group, Jim Poplava. Since 1982, PFS Group has offered asset management and educational resources that have helped investors build, maintain, and preserve their wealth. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
It does seem to be that time of the year, whatever that time of the year is. Usually people say when we get to that time of the year, they say it's that time of the year. You're in tax planning. And the media, if you notice, are discussing raising your taxes. The Democrats are talking about it. The Republicans are talking about it. The president's talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. Warren Buffett and George Soros are talking about it, but they pay low taxes. So maybe we should follow their model a bit if we're thinking about retiring as we continue the lifetime income series here on the program. And see how tax management might improve your opportunity for maximizing your retirement.
We're going to look at this from two perspectives, John. What I'd like to do is talk about an individual that is an employee. In other words, you work for an employer, so you may not have some of the tax advantages of running your own business and what corporations can do. One of the most important things that you can do, if you can afford it, is to participate in an employer-sponsored retirement plan, whether it's a 401k program or a profit-sharing plan. There's a number of reasons that you want to do that. Number one, the money you put in a 401k plan or a pension plan reduces your taxable income. So automatically, that money would be normally taxed at your highest marginal tax bracket. So if you're in a 28% bracket plus whatever you pay in state taxes, that immediately comes off the top. And so you don't have to pay taxes on that. That's the first thing you should do when you're considering starting an investment program, is to take advantage of any kind of tax deferral through either deferred compensation or a retirement plan that you have at work. Secondly, many employers, to encourage workers to participate in their retirement program, also give matching contributions. So some employers match dollar for dollar. Some employers match 50 cents on the dollar. So look at it this way. Let's say your employer is going to match you 50 cents on the dollar, usually up to a limit. You put in a dollar, your employer matches it with a 50 cent contribution. You've automatically earned a 50% rate of return in your first year on that contribution through your employer's matching contribution. So first things first, when you're investing and saving for retirement, obviously, if you can do that on a tax-deferred basis, get a tax deduction for the money that you put in the retirement program. And number two, have matching contributions from your employer. And number three, have your earnings, whether they're capital gains, dividends, compound tax deferred, you're obviously going to have a lot more money available at retirement.
Okay, well, that's for, you know, pension plans and various other retirement provisions. But what happens if you have some surplus, or you're working for yourself, or you don't have one of those plans? If you just want to invest on your own, what would you be doing?
Well, you got to understand, if you're making investments personally, your investments are going to be taxed at your highest marginal tax bracket. And that's not just federal, which can go up to 35%. And the president is talking about raising it to 40%. And then, of course, with Obamacare taxes, it's 44%. And like in California, with 13.3%, you can be paying tax of 57%. So if you're investing personally, if you want to be in the stock market, if you're buying individual stocks, you want to buy growth stocks that have the ability to increase dividends and also something that you can hold on long term and be like Warren Buffett. One of the reasons Warren Buffett doesn't care about capital gains taxes is he hardly pays them. When Buffett buys a stock like Coca-Cola, gosh, John, he's owned Coca-Cola since 1988. He's owned the Washington Post since the 1970s. So a lot of the things that Warren Buffett does is he doesn't pay capital gains because he buys good companies that generate high returns on equity, have the ability to grow sales, and have the ability to grow cash flow. So he holds on to these companies. And one of the things that you're going to want to do under Obamanomics is you're not going to want to be trading in and out of the stock market on a personal basis, because you can pay as high as 57% tax rates on short-term gains. So you got to be very careful there. So you want to use tax deferral if you want to be in the stock market and you want to do a little bit more trading outside of a pension plan. You might want to consider something like a variable annuity where you can switch in and out of mutual funds and you're not going to pay any taxes on that. One of the reasons I like them, John, is later on down the road, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, whenever you come to retirement, you can use that variable annuity. You can annuitize part of it to get you a tax-sheltered income during retirement, or allow it to compound and use it later on to take care of long-term health care. So you want to use tax deferral when you can. If you're buying individual stocks, pick your stocks selectively so you're not trading in and out of the market and paying the government capital gains. And probably the third method is some form of either tax-free bonds, if you're fortunate enough to be in a high enough tax bracket, tax-free bonds that earn you 3.5% and 4% are equivalent to earning like 7 or 8% pre-tax. And then finally, investment real estate, where you either own apartments or you own commercial property, where you can shelter a good portion of your income through depreciation and expenses from rental properties. So, John, you're using the same things on a personal basis. You're using tax-free, tax-sheltered in the way of real estate, or tax deferral in the way of an annuity, or picking good growth companies so you don't have to trade in and out of the markets and pay the 24% capital gains tax rate plus whatever your state taxes are.
Well, that's what you can do personally. Now, what happens if you're a small businessman? What can you do to reduce or eliminate taxes?
Well, I mean, the same thing. If you're a small business, and by the way, if you are a small business, you're looking for ways to lower this year's taxes, please do yourself a favor and set up a pension plan, whether it's a SEP IRA, which is a simple IRA that can allow you to put up to 50 grand away into a pension plan, a 401k plan, a profit sharing plan, or in the case, if you're making big bucks and older, have few employees, a defined benefit pension plan, as we discussed in a case with Les and Donette that we put in place a couple of weeks ago on the program. Listen to that, because if you're 55 and older and can afford it and have few employees or young employees, there's ways you can use a defined benefit plan, the same kind of plan that government employees have, to shelter almost a third of your income to target a $250,000 pension plan when you retire. So the first thing you want to do is set up a pension plan. And here's the good news. As long as you set up your pension plan and set up your paperwork before December 31st, you still have until you pay your taxes to fund it. So if you're thinking, okay, let's say your pension consultant or financial planner gets back to you and tells you how much you can put into a pension plan, but you don't have all of that cash available, you can still set up the pension plan, and you've got many months to help fund that plan. You can have till April 15th when you file your tax return, or if you extend your filing date, you can have till when you file your tax return to fund that pension plan. So first things first, set up a pension plan that's going to allow you to reduce your taxable income, number one. And number two, when you're making your investments in that pension plan, you don't have to worry about capital gains or taxation of interest and dividends. Now, let me tell you something that Warren Buffett does that's also very effective. Most businesses, there are four forms of legal title to a business. You can have a partnership, like if you have a partner, so you are limited partners. Two, you could be a sole proprietor. 3, you could set up a subchapter S corporation, or 4, set up a C corp. Now, C corp, when you think of stocks that are listed on the stock exchange, most companies that are on the stock exchange are C corps. Now, as I mentioned in the big picture, if you set up your business as a C corp and then take your profits and invest those profits in another public company. Let's say you have some extra money around. You say, you know what? I don't want to keep it in cash. I want to buy a utility or a high dividend paying stock. Here's the good news. If you have a C corp and you make your investments in long-term paying dividend paying stocks, you exclude 85% of that dividend from taxation. That's what Warren Buffett does in Berkshire Hathaway. He's not paying taxes on 85% of the dividends he receives in Berkshire Hathaway. And secondly, since he buys growth companies, he never sells the stock, so he doesn't have to worry paying capital gains. So if you have a C corp, here's a couple other advantages of setting up a C corp. The first $50,000 of taxable income are taxed at a rate of 15%. The next $25,000 are taxed at 25%. I have clients that have both C corps that we have set up and S corps. And what we do is we allow $75,000 of profit to accumulate in the C corp, which is taxed at effective tax rate of only 20%. We also make their investments. We invest in high dividend paying stocks like utilities, consumer staples, where they don't pay tax on the dividends they receive. So that's one method. The second thing that we do with these is we set up pension plans where they get a tax deduction for the contributions made to the pension plan, and also they don't have to pay taxes on the dividends. So that's one thing you can do if you have like a C corporation. So you could use the pension plan and then also use investing in dividends where you can exclude 85% of your dividends from being taxed. Other things that you could do, just like Warren Buffett, you could buy real estate, which you can use the special accelerated types of depreciation to shelter your income from taxation, where you can finance property in the 2% range or 3% range, and then also tax-free bonds. The most important thing that you're doing is reducing your taxable income either by contributing to a pension plan or having that income taxed at a low rate of 15%, like if you have a C corp, and then your other investment income is either going to be sheltered or deferred because it's inside a pension plan. It's going to be tax-free because you own a tax-free bond, or it's going to be sheltered from real estate. But John, there's no reason why you should be paying taxes on a lot of your investments. You can shelter them from tax deferral in a pension plan or various investment ways of structuring. But the most important thing is you are sheltering your investment income from capital gains. You're sheltering your investment income from high taxation. And obviously, the more of your income you do not pay taxes on, the more income you're going to have in retirement. It's one of the reasons. I mean, Warren Buffett brags at every investment meeting of how much he saves his shareholders, and he's the largest shareholder in Berkshire Hathaway, from taxes. And he does that by using the existing loopholes, which are going to remain in effect because all these billionaire guys have lobbyists, they contribute to political campaigns, they're not going to pay the kind of taxes they're urging others to pay. All their income is sheltered. So, John, the more of your income that you can keep out of the government's hands, obviously the more income you're going to have when it comes to retirement.
So since we keep thumping the idea of planning here as far as retirement, part of that planning is planning for tax avoidance, not evasion, okay, legal tax avoidance, to minimize what you have to pay to the government. That's more you keep for yourself and more that goes into your final retirement.
We keep emphasizing planning on here, and we're talking about retirement planning. And think of it this way. If you put money in a pension plan, you get a tax deduction, so you pay less in taxes. Number two, while that money is held inside a pension plan, you're not paying any taxes on the capital gains, the interest, and the dividends. And then also, John, if you can structure your personal investments outside of a pension plan to be either tax-free or tax-sheltered, obviously that is less money you're giving to the state government, that's less money you're giving to the federal government, and there's nothing more that can build wealth is long-term compounding of interest and dividends and gains without paying taxes. So it just makes common sense that you do some planning to reduce that taxable income. If you are self-employed and do not have a pension plan, I would highly recommend you either talk to a financial planner or somebody where you can set up your plan before December 31st and get that plan document in place. You've got almost 10 months to fund the plan if you file for an extension. But more importantly, you're going to get that tax deduction right now for 2012 when you need it most, especially if you live in California where they just raise tax rates across the board for most taxpayers. And just think of it this way. Every time you turn on the TV and hear the fiscal cliff, what are you hearing your Congress people and the president talk about? They're all talking about raising your taxes. So what you've got to do is to develop a plan and make sure that more and more of your income is excluded from federal taxation, and especially when it comes to your investment income. There's no reason you should be paying taxes on your investment income, and the only way you're going to arrive at that situation is putting together a plan.
Well, who does know where the Kabuki Theater presentation of the fiscal cliff is going to end up? Toward the end of the year, we'll be doing some special interviews, and Jim, why don't you highlight some of that?
We have some special interviews, some new interviews for our premium service, and then we will have replays of what I thought were some of the best interviews that we did during the year. And then, of course, John, you and I will do our look back. You can take a look at what we predicted in the first show of the year, how that turned out. It was, you know, it was quite amazing in terms of this repeat pattern that we have followed for the last 3 years, where we start out strong, weakened by the time we get to the beginning of the second quarter, we go into summer downturn, we come back up again, and guess what? We get another round of quantitative easing. Hey, this year we got two of them. We got QE3 in September and QE4 in December. Merry Christmas, everyone. So we'll have a lot to talk about this year. It really turned out in many ways that our similar pattern that we've seen so many times play out over the last 3 years may be a pattern we see play out next year. So we'll be talking about that in the final program of the year. In the meantime, until we all talk again, we hope you have a pleasant, safe, and happy holiday season.
Subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSN. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.
This segment of the Financial Sense News Hour is brought to you by Nationwide Financial. For more information about Nationwide's products and services, please visit nationwide.com. That's nationwide.com. Neither Nationwide nor any of its affiliates is related to or affiliated with Jim Poplava of Poplava Securities, Incorporated.